We are now into hour number two on this special broadcast where we cover a full spectrum of information, and we're going to the special report, What We Really Are.
And they demonize the militia that's part of our Second Amendment. And to bring down the militia, the government has been caught creating racist and out-of-control groups. You. We are the people. We are the government. We created this government. Of course the people in a free nation are armed. Only slaves are disarmed. The first people to have their rights taken to own guns were African Americans in this country after the Civil War. Gun control is a tool of enslavement. Only free men and women have the right to keep and bear weapons. You get a Democrat in office, and everybody gets angry at them because they're carrying out the globalist agenda. Then they put a Republican in office, and the people get angry because they carry out the same agenda. Then they put another Democrat in, and it goes on and on and on. And the office of the presidency has been given all this unconstitutional power with executive orders and all this warrantless wiretapping and all the police state control. The last time our Congress declared war was World War II. The Congress represents the people. It declares the war. Then the president executes it. But we have the office of the presidency being turned into this demigod position. But it's a hollow position. They're not even really a dictator. They are a spokesperson for the National Security Council and the private corporate dictatorship that's been created. Think about sodium fluoride in the water. The majority of FDA scientists have come out in the last decade and said, take it out of the water. It increases cancer. It causes reductions in fertility. It causes all these other serious problems. But the government says, we're going to force medicate you, supposedly for your teeth. And then they say, oh, we're going to force you to take vaccines. And every year, hundreds of new vaccines get approved, and the big pharma companies come in and lobby the government to try to mandate that you take those shots. As a free human, you have no responsibility to take their vaccines. Stand up and say, no, you're not going to put things in my body. More than a decade ago, I received secret documents from a nurse in San Antonio detailing that for more than three decades, blood was taken, not just in the United States, but in every industrialized country, from newborn babies. Parents were told it was going for a blood test, but it was really going to a secret global bioweapons database. So they have your genetic number and can even make a specific bioweapon for you individually. In the last 3 years, they've now declassified this information in your face. This government is so secretive, so creepy, that they've been taking your blood worldwide. We're already under a world government, ladies and gentlemen. We need to discover and realize the magic that is all around us, how wonderful life is. We also have to learn to recognize corruption and evil and rout it out and stand up against it. We need to stop being so passive and realize that there are all these different agendas going on and become conscious of that fact and wake up and save this species. In 1913, the private banks took over the country and set up the Federal Reserve. They've run up our national credit card. They've used us to build their empire. We've taken the blame for all of these imperial wars launched by these private robber barons. And now the globalists are just going to move on. The United States is being destroyed by design. The empire that we've become is being destroyed by design. And everyone instinctively knows it. So instead of having a fatalistic, I don't care about the world, screw everybody attitude, decide that you're going to wake up and stand up and get involved with others to defeat this dehumanization. Think about your ancestors. They didn't give up under adversity, under starvation, under warring tribes attacking them, cannibals, wild animals, earth changes. They struggled. A lot of people didn't make it, but your ancestors struggled and went through hell, regardless of what color you are, whether you're German, Jewish, Chinese, Mexican, it doesn't matter, and worked their fingers to the bone, and many of them died so you could be here today and have what you got. Let's not let a bunch of control freaks take control of our society. They've learned how humans operate. They know the secrets I know. Now you know these secrets. Stand up. Reclaim your humanity. We can smash these parasites and stand up for liberty. Does that mean we're going to find some utopia? That everything's going to be fine? No. But if we give in to corruption, if we give up, we know we're going to hell in a handbasket. It's only when we stand up for something good and pure and strong that we've got a chance.
All right, my friends, we'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
Yeah. GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This next piece that we're about to play is where I'm in a particularly nasty and dark mood. And I tend to spontaneously behave like this on the radio when I'm particularly disgusted by how over the top the corruption is, how cartoonishly ridiculous it is, that the establishment thinks that they can sell us pure tyranny, oppression, and despotism as if it's mother's milk. And I think it really illustrates the complete and abject intellectual bankruptcy of the psychopaths and sociopaths and sadomasochists that have created this New World Order system. I think it really illustrates it to just go through it and talk about how wonderful it is and how good it is. Oh, it's so great that the Congress is becoming ceremonial. It's so good that the diabetes is doubled. It's so good that government admittedly puts cancer viruses in vaccines and injects children on record with polio shots, with live polio in them knowingly. Because these sicky sweet globalists sit up there with this facade of lovingness while the hapless, well-meaning, really childlike public is run over. So I guess at a subconscious level, what I'm attempting to do when I get really nasty is break people out of their status quo, shake them out of their mind-numbed stupor or trance that they're in. That's what I'm attempting to do. And that's why I get on the air and sometimes just really let it all hang out. Because no matter how crazy the topics are that I talk about, reality is so much more worse than I can even describe it. And so really, it gets old just sitting here saying I'm against all this evil. Why not sometimes play the devil's advocate and come at it from the perspective of the social engineers that see us as a steak on the table, that see us as animals, as cattle. And so that's what I do in this next very dark piece. And so without further ado, I give you the dark side.
They've been trained to hate you, and they're ready. Ha, ha, ha.
See, that's tyranny. The cops may be poor, and they may have their pension funds taken, but at least they got that battle gear. At least people got to give them respect. At least they can strut around. And all the foreigners pouring in, making up the police force, they got real power over Americans they hated when they moved here. Ha, ha, ha. It's going to be a lot of fun for every tyrant and every control freak and every dim-witted loser who couldn't produce anything. No, the globalists have got jobs for them. They got jobs, and they're going to have. They want your daughter, they're going to take her. They want your wife, they're going to take her. They want your business, they're going to take it. You speak up to them, you talk back to them, they'll beat you within an inch of your life, they'll gun you down, and the news will call you a terrorist. That's what tyranny's about, is losers and criminals and scum and filth just dominating everyone and getting away with whatever they want. They're turning the planet into a giant carnal house for control freaks and sadists. Plunge in state revenue dashes hopes of an easy budget fix. Legislators were hoping revenue would continue to expand projections for stalling deeper cuts and further tax hikes. But April's total was 30% below what was expected, leaving them with few options. State tax collections plummeted unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly, you raise taxes on every level and everything implodes. You knew exactly what you were doing.
That's right. Siege of the American people. Siege of state and local government. Build them up, get them all bloated, and then knock them down. State tax collections plummeted unexpectedly in April, wiping out months of steady gains that legislators hoped would ease their budget troubles and restore California's economic system faster than experts predicted. Such hope is now fading fast. What was the other article? We gave the 146 plus billion to the bankers in Greece, and now it's getting worse. Now they need more. Give them more money. Give them more power. That will fix it. And the teachers are saying, you cut my pay, you fired me. The small towns, they're firing most of the cops because all we need state police and federal SWAT teams. We don't need cops that respond to crime anymore. We don't have cops that respond to car wrecks anymore. They're announcing all over the country. No, police are to raise revenue and to have riot police when people protest and to go out and take houses. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yes, the pirate ships of the New World Order are now cruising through our cities and towns. Oh, they're forging the great army of death against us. Oh, they've done it in so many other countries. Oh, they killed between 65 and 80 million in China. Oh, they killed 30% of the population, U.S. government-funded Pol Pot. And Brzezinski brags about it. Oh, our banks funded the Soviet takeover of Russia. Oh, the big banks funded it all. And now they get to have it in America. Now they've got their paramilitary forces everywhere. And oh, there's a little dud bomb they stage with a drill in Times Square. And then they get everybody calling into the talk radio going, I want to
give up my rights. I love being searched. I love having questions asked. Keep me safe. I'm so scared.
The public just relishing their slavery. Oh, just bankers. Just take everything I've got. Just face scan me. Oh, the media saying it's good to have the laptops watching your kids at home. Oh, it's so good that there's mercury in the shots. Oh, the fluoride is so good. Oh, people dying everywhere of cancer and brain damage all around you. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's such a blessing. Oh, it's so good for us. It's so wonderful. Oh, government's so wonderful. The private central banks are so sweet and loving, and they help us so much, and we're just so thankful. And how dare the states fight back as the borders implode and Mexico collapses and say they might actually arrest illegal aliens. Oh, that's so terrible. Oh. This is how disgusting it is and how sick of it I am. Of course every state's going to collapse. Of course they're going to take everything you've got. And the government bureaucrats and bankers are going to move into your houses, move into your farms. They're going to raise taxes on every level. They're going to have their way with you until you go into the county commissioners' courts and the city councils and the state houses, until you realize a solution is looking you in the mirror, and you're going to have to stand up on the front line against this tyranny because it's coming in like a flood. Tyranny can be met in only one way. Head on. To put the pedal to the metal. This isn't a game of chicken, because we're not going to turn. We are going to go straight forward. I mean, when you turn television on, radio on, it is almost 100% blanket absurdist brainwashing of how the government loves you and provides everything, how the bankers love you, how the economy is getting better when every indicator shows it is completely imploding. I mean, it's like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said. He's the father of Reaganomics. They are willfully destroying the economy by design. But we have the UN. We have Maurice Strong. We have Ted Turner. We have all these globalists. We have the Goldman Sachs internal documents. They're the ones funding the carbon tax, saying they want to destroy our economy. You have the head of the IMF saying the good times are over for Europe and America. We're going to take your pension funds that you paid into. And guess what? We got a bunch of people with low IQs with automatic weapons that are going to work for us and do what we tell them. Now, despite the fact that they've tried to only hire dumb cops, every time I mention this, I get emails saying it isn't true. Just Google, police department does not hire officers with over 100 IQ. And the internal documents show they want cops with about 85 IQs. Let me tell you, 85 is pretty stupid. You know, they can tie their shoelaces. They can, you know, they can do basic things like that. But you're an 85 IQ. You're talking about somebody almost at moron level. 100. There have been lawsuits all over the country, in Dallas and Philadelphia and New York and L.A. That's been a policy in place for at least 20 years. Because, you know, the average cop listening to me right now can't even understand what I'm saying. They just say, terrorists, terrorists. You know, the government made the sun come up. The government made the grass grow. The government made the... And they've been trained that the Tea Party people are terrorists and that the gun owners are terrorists. And they'll do whatever they're told. You know, don't make fun of the communist Chinese. You know, they got suckered into going along with it. Don't make fun of the Nazis. They got suckered in. I've studied the Europe at that time. You know, the Germans were much more immoral people than we are today. And they bought the lie. They, you know, they drank the Kool-Aid. And let me tell you something. We drank it. We drank more than any modern society's ever guzzled down. And this country is cursed and is going to hell. Okay, you understand that. We are on a burning ship crashing into icebergs right now. We are on fire. Shields are down, red level emergency, and they're just going to incrementally, like we're a hog on a spit, just keep turning us around in circles over that fire, slow roasting us. Oh, it makes me so sad. And look, I know there are a lot of really smart police, but the point is the government doesn't want smart ones. And the smart people end up maybe making sergeant after 25, 30 years. But the thuggish, roid-head nuts with devil tattoos all over them, they're going to the top.
And you've heard the military call in, who's trained with the police, and it's the military over and over again that's actually shocked by the cops. How they talk about us like we're scum, we're trash, how they can't wait to wage war on us. And that doesn't mean every department or every group of cops, but that's where the globalists want this to go.
The info war continues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Food, the ultimate secret exposed. This next report has been viewed millions of times online, but this is its premiere on radio. If you search for it, Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed, you can see the two-part report. We're going to air it in its entirety here in a moment. But remember, this is the essence of the social engineers, the essence of the eugenicists, who admit that it is their religion to covertly kill you with soft kill weapons. They are cowards. They don't meet you on the open battlefield. No, they impregnate your food, your water, the bisphenol A that coats the plastic bottles and tin cans with chemicals that kill you. And that's why cancer is doubling. That's why diabetes is doubling. We are now reaping the whirlwind as these murderers soft kill us. And here's just some of the proof. My friends, the information that you are about to witness from all of my years of research is the most important. It's been hidden in plain view the entire time. This is the ultimate secret, and it's about to be exposed. I have hundreds of government documents, textbooks, white papers, where for over 80 years, the elite of the Western world have talked about adulterating food and water to sicken and sterilize the population for the purpose of eugenics. It's all covered in the book Ecoscience, written by the White House science czar John P. Holdren, where they talk about a planetary police state to carry out the forced sterilization. They also talk about covert systems in the water and food to sterilize the population. Now, this was written decades ago, before he was White House science czar. Now, suddenly, the stuff in this book is all over the news. They're selling it to the public as if it's a good thing. You see here before you what an average person would buy when they went shopping at the store. Not everything here is bad for you, but much of it has compounds and artificial chemicals that have been added that are extremely toxic and bad for your health. And they have known this the entire time, and they have approved them for use. Let's start with aspartame. You cannot go to the grocery store now and buy any type of even regular sugar gum that hasn't had aspartame added to it. In the 1970s, Searle tried to get it approved, and they couldn't. It took them three separate times because in their own studies with monkeys, large portions of them that were fed it died and contracted cancer. Now we have mainstream news articles, and the EU has done a major study finding lower birth weights, early birth, and yes, miscarriages from women that drink aspartame-laden soft drinks like Coke Zero. What is aspartame? It is the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. They took it and genetically engineered it. They can feed it toxic waste, and then it defecates aspartame. And it has so many bad health effects, it's just unspeakable. This is being done by design. It's also very, very addictive. But let's just go ahead and move away from aspartame and talk about McDonald's and chicken McNuggets. Now, I remember a decade ago or so reading health advisories claiming that a form of plastic that's used in silly putty, basically a type of silicone, was in the chicken McNuggets, but also in many other TV dinners and other foods. It is illegal in every other nation in the world to add these chemicals to the food, but it's not in the United States. The big secret is all of this was done by design by the FDA. Look at all the drugs they've approved, and then it comes out later that they knowingly approve them when these drugs are causing heart attacks and cancer. In the Nuremberg trials, it came out that the Nazis were adding sodium fluoride to the water supply in the labor camps and death camps to make the population more docile and controllable. There had been hundreds of university studies before Hitler even came to power. This is a form of forced medication. They admit that one part per million of sodium fluoride more than doubles the chance of bone cancer in boys and men. As the public became educated in the last few decades, the government industry's response was to not just put it in water, but to start adding it to thousands of products like children's water that's mixed with their formula or with their cereal. They started adding as much as 900 parts per million in things like powdered eggs. It causes reductions in IQ. It increases sterility or lack of fertility. And it's being added to so many of the daily staples that we consume. We'll get back to food additives in a moment. But first, I wanted to look at genetically modified organisms. Did you know for many years the American people have been eating cloned beef and pork, and now they're expanding out into other forms of meat? Let's look at salmon first. Major university studies conclusively have proven that the type of genetically modified salmon that is actually a cross species, they've mixed other animal genes in with it, that when this fish is introduced with wild natural salmon, within 40 generations, all the natural salmon are extinct.
The transmission will continue right after this quick break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And now, part two of Food, the Ultimate Secret Exposed. The FDA approved this, and they're going to allow it to be released into the wild. That isn't even a salmon. It is a cross-species chimera. It is a mixture like something out of the Island of Dr. Maru, something out of a nightmare. More than 85% of the corn now consumed in the United States, it's also starting to trend that way in Europe and Canada, is genetically engineered. It grows its own pesticide within the corn kernels so that insects won't eat it. If the insects can't eat this and live, what do you think is going to happen when lab rats or humans eat it? We have literally hundreds of studies showing that not just Monsanto's, but other major GMO companies' corn, that's the majority of corn we're now eating today in the United States, has been linked to organ failure in lab animals. The studies also show massive increases in sterility in rats and guinea pigs that are fed not just GMO corn, but GMO cotton seeds. Studies in India, Germany, and the United States have conclusively shown that when they feed the cotton seeds left over from the cotton crop from these genetically modified varieties, that the cows are having miscarriages, they are having low birth weights, or in many cases, they're simply dying. And what is in most processed foods? Genetically modified cottonseed oil. Major studies are also showing that genetically engineered crops are killing honeybees and monarch butterflies. But they don't stop there. Now they claim they're coming out with a genetically engineered mosquito that's malaria-proof that they're going to release into the open biosphere. The very genetic code of the planet is being butchered in a hostile corporate takeover. Many years ago, an executive from Monsanto was quoted in National Geographic as saying that that is their program, that they want to basically have their crops and their organisms take over the entire biosphere of this planet. And the major genetic engineer companies have focused mainly on 8 major food crops. Now they're expanding out into hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other plants, literally changing the genetic code of the planet. This is a genetic dictatorship. This is genetic vandalism. And that's why the Rockefellers, the United Nations, and others have built these giant armored seed vaults all over the world, not just at the Arctic Circle. And they admit they're doing it in case all of this gets out of hand, that they'll have a type of Noah's Ark. So all these fake environmental groups, they never complain about this. They never talk about true environmental degradation. They want to put a tax on carbon dioxide that humans exhale, that plants respirate from and carry out photosynthesis with, as a way to shut down industrial society and control every facet of our lives. That's the big secret. This is a population reduction program. It is an epidemic. The sperm count has dropped in the Western world exponentially. Even the government has been predicting within another generation, almost everyone is going to be sterile. This is the globalist religion. This is their philosophy. They want the planet for themselves. The UN has said that their stated plan is an 80% population reduction. You've heard Ted Turner call us useless eaters and feeders and say that 80% of us need to be killed. You've heard Prince Philip say he wants to come back as a virus to kill the majority of the world population. Dr. Eric Pianca, Peter Singer, it's all over the news where they tell us that we should only have one child because more than one is bad for the environment and that the recession is good for lowering our carbon footprint. This is the big secret. We live in a scientific dictatorship, and the United States and England are the epicenter of this, and it's expanding worldwide. Remember all the secret testing, all the secret sterilization that went on in the United States and Europe. Remember what Hitler did. He learned all of that from the eugenicist and the Rockefeller family in the United States. This is a culture of death being pushed on you and your family. And even if you think the world is overpopulated, you need to understand that you're being targeted by this as well. Targeted by design. Recombinant bovine growth hormone in your milk, making 8-year-old girls go into puberty, and they should be going into puberty at 12 or 13. Silicone in chicken McNuggets and hundreds of other processed foods. Aspartame, that is the feces of genetically engineered bacteria that has incredible health problems that have been proven. Think for yourself. It goes on and on. ABC News, this goes back 4 years ago. Viral meat spray, advancing food safety. They spray a live virus on the meat to supposedly kill the bacteria. This is a live vaccine they spray on most of the meat you're consuming that you're buying from the store. It gets even worse. The petroleum distillates, or toxic waste that's left over from petroleum refineries that refine oil into gasoline, they take these tens of millions of pounds of toxic waste that's left over, the fluoride, the mercury, the lead, and they dump it on crops as supposed fertilizer. And what do crops like tomatoes and corn and potatoes do? They pull in all of those toxins out of the ground. In fact, scientists for many years have used plants to actually detoxify areas that have been contaminated. And those plants are pulling all of this up, and then you are eating it. That's why the Washington Post reported in January of 2008 that a major study found that nearly a third of the 55 popular brand name foods and beverage products were filled with mercury, despite the fact that the people of Europe for over 20 years have fought off all the genetically modified wheat and corn and other crops being planted in their nation. Now the EU is buckled and is accepting it. The United States is literally a testing ground for all of this. It's just automatically approved. And the people that work for these corporations, they're compartmentalized. They don't know what's going on. The people that work at these stores, they have no idea what's happening. This is affecting all of us. This is hurting everyone. Many different forms of cancer are growing by thousands of percentage points. Diabetes, all these different diseases. And in major studies, it's all been linked to the toxic additives that are in our food, our water. And I haven't even had time to get into MSG. I mean, I've interviewed brain surgeons, neurologists, scientists. I mean, it just devastates the brain. It's an excitotoxin. It destroys the liver. And it is in tens of thousands of products. We can say no. We can stand up. But if you've got a neighbor giving fluoride water to their baby, please go over and warn them. If you got a neighbor that's sitting there eating MSG-filled chips, one after the other, warn them. You've got a responsibility. If you know people that are feeding processed foods filled with GMO, warn them. And for God's sakes, don't give it to your own children. If you want to kill yourself, that's your own business. But don't hurt your children. Don't do this, ladies and gentlemen. In closing, I want to talk about some positive things. Just 15 years ago or so, you couldn't find organic food anywhere on store shelves. And now, about half of what you see is organic. Just a few years ago, all the milk had the growth hormone in it. Now it's hard to find milk that has the growth hormone in it because the consumers have spoken and said no. A few years ago, you couldn't find toothpaste that didn't have sodium fluoride in it. Now Tom's of Maine is starting to take over the aisle space and displace the other mainline toothpaste makers, where it says on the back, if you swallow this, call poison control immediately. Even Colgate is now putting out fluoride-free toothpaste. People are demanding that they not be poisoned, and they're finding out about what's going on. And so industry is starting to respond and at least give people who want a choice an option to not be forcibly medicated through the food and the water. You know cigarettes are bad for you, but just 20 years ago, the cigarette makers were getting up before Congress and saying it was a conspiracy theory that it was killing people. And then later it came out in their internal documents, they knew it was deadly. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen the studies. Much of what they're putting in our food and water is far worse than even cigarettes, as bad as they are, one of the biggest killers in this country. This is a covert, soft kill operation. We'll put a lot of links beneath this video so you can check out the facts for yourself. And I'm just begging you to do your own research and find out that one of the most dangerous places in the world is your grocery store and the tap water in your house. Well, you think that's bad. You think what's happening with the GMO and the toxins and the food and water is bad, with food the ultimate secret exposed. Well, unfortunately, that's nothing. That's the old-fashioned low-tech ways that the establishment's playing God with their little slaves. No, this next piece got a lot of attention. A lot of big newspapers and magazines reported on this. They got very upset by it because for Big Brother and Big Pharma, this is the new frontier. And, of course, I'm talking about brain-eating vaccines. Oh, when they promote them, they call them, a vaccine where you'll never be addicted to drugs again, or a vaccine where you'll never be depressed again, or a vaccine for memories. But when you study this class of vaccines, they go in and actually destroy different receptor sites, that is, different cell ganglia, in the brain. And yeah, once you take these different vaccines, you'll never want to use cocaine or drink Jack Daniels again. But you see, cocaine and Jack Daniels already mimic receptors in the brain that take up endorphins of when you get the date with that beautiful woman you got the crush on, or when you score the touchdown, or you get the business deal, or you help the old lady across the street, or when you jam your car down in second gear and drive around on the shoulder around somebody who wouldn't get out of your way and you roar past them in victory. Yeah, that. You take these vaccines, you're never going to feel that again. But don't worry, they've got a pill that'll take care of what the vaccines do to your brain. So here it is, the brain-eating vaccines. Oh, yeah, it's Buck Rogers. My friends, please pay attention to the information I'm about to cover and research the links that we'll post below this video so that you understand none of this is my opinion, it is fact. This issue is the most important issue going on in the world. It is scientific tyranny. I've read literally hundreds of government white papers and documents and books like Eco-Science, where the White House science czar talks about forcibly drugging the water to dumb you down and sterilize you. But now, they're in the New York Times and Time Magazine and everywhere, and all the major medical journals promoting not only drugging the water with lithium, which, by the way, they're already doing, but now they're announcing it, to make you servile. But now they are admitting that they plan to deploy something I learned about a decade ago. Hundreds of different vaccines. They're really biological re-engineering live viruses that they inject into your body, and the live viruses go in and attack your brain. And they claim, oh, it's to stop drug addiction. Those same receptor sites that pick up opiates and nicotine and alcohol pick up your normal endorphins. It's part of being a normal human being. Those drugs mimic that. And the viruses attack those receptor sites and kill them and create dead tissue. It is a vaccine-induced live virus lobotomy. Now they're coming out and saying the American people and the people of the world are sick. And major medical journals are saying we need to give everybody these shots to make them feel better, to stop having anxiety, to stop being angry. In other words, to take away your instinct for self-preservation, your will to survive, to make you accept all the bad things that are happening, to turn you into a biological android, a type of zombie. You cannot make this up. Please send this video to everyone you know. For God's sakes, understand how serious this is. This is a global scientific corporate takeover of life itself. The globalists aren't just reengineering corn and wheat and every other major crop and engineering sterilants into them. Suddenly, all over the news, they're promoting lithium and Prozac and other drugs in the water. Head bioethicist at Cambridge, they're the people that advise and set medical policy for doctors, are announcing they want to force drug you, and they're calling it cognitive enhancement. I've got a CBS News piece where they say that mercury helps your intelligence when everyone knows it causes brain damage.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
So when they say cognitive enhancement, they mean cognitive brain damage. They mean taking your essence, literally your psyche, who you are, away. And they sit up there saying, well, if we put Prozac in the water, it'll cut suicide, when it's admitted that Prozac on its insert can cause suicide. I have mainstream news articles that have just come out in the last few days in England where people have a tenfold increase in convulsions and they develop epilepsy after the flu shot. I talked to top scientists who studied the flu shot last year and found bizarre viral RNA in it that deals with the brain. I've had top brain surgeons on, like Dr. Russell Blaylock, to talk about this and the government documents that he's read, how this is part of a eugenics population control program. I mean, here it is. London Telegraph, flu jab linked to fits in under fives. And it goes on to say they've been told not to give children, 110,000 in England, under five the shot, because they had convulsions at 10 times the regular rate. Lindsay Lohan isn't what matters. Mel Gibson isn't what matters. The depression doesn't even matter. War with Iran is not even that important compared to a medical dictatorship. And under the National Health Service in England, and now national health care here in the U.S., they're slashing regular health care like cancer surgery or having a broken leg fixed and converting it over to psychiatry and this biological warfare or biopsychiatry, where they say, don't worry about drugs anymore for your depression. We're going to give you a shot that alters your brain by viruses literally attacking your brain. And they're rolling it out in public trials, over 100 of these vaccines right now. And they're clearly spiking other vaccines with it. If you love your children, if you love your family, you've got to realize this is a creeping, scientific, incremental, soft kill system. Let's go over some of these articles. Jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down. And it says they're going to make humans better. They've re-engineered potatoes and corn. Why not just re-engineer humans? And they quote all these major medical journals saying how great it is. And they say this could change society. the professor said. And they have a government-funded Stanford team with these neuroprotective viruses. And this particular vaccine, one of hundreds, is a live herpes virus engineered to only eat certain key brain tissue. They're just rolling it out. And this isn't like some drug that they give people for a decade that causes hundreds of thousands of women to have deformed children. This isn't some drug that just makes one person, you know, have a heart attack. All these other recall drugs, these aren't even drugs. These are genetically engineered nanotech viruses that go in and turn you into a servile biological android. Do you understand? The vaccines that they're rolling out are live virus bioweapons that re-engineer your brain. You've seen the reports where all over the world, Asia, Africa, Latin America, Central Asia, they give children UN-sanctioned polio shots, and the children come down with weaponized polio and die. And the government admits, oh, it was an accident with that vaccine. People are now waking up to the fact that the vaccines are causing convulsions and brain damage and cancer. And so what's their answer? They're coming out and saying, don't worry, instead of a shot, have a banana. They're coming out, Nobel laureate scientist defines future vaccines as food. They're pharmacological crops that grow the live virus, whether it gives you cancer or gives you polio or literally sends viruses in to eat parts of your brain. It's all being done. Bill Gates is coming out with a biologically engineered mosquito to forcibly deliver vaccines to you. We'll be right back.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
There's new drug discovery going on. Our foundation has backed a vaccine that's going into phase 3 trial that starts in a couple months. and that should save over two-thirds of lives if it's effective.
And most sickeningly, over and over again, they claim, oh, it's to make you not depressed anymore. All of you have problems. You shouldn't be upset about things. No, we're meant to get upset at a biological level and say no to this tyranny. And so they're coming out saying, oh, we're going to re-engineer your brain, cognitive enhancements. We're going to help you. The mercury's helping your brain on newscasts all over the country. Oh, the convulsions are helping you. Oh, lithium, a toxic metal that they want to put in the water, it's helping you. You're going to feel much better after all of this is done.
What's wrong?
They're not coming for us. They're already here. We're in danger. Many of you who have a child who seems to be dumbed down and isn't as smart as anybody else in your family, and something's wrong with them. It's the vaccines. It's the GMO food. Many of you who had an 18-month-old baby who was healthy and happy, they take that third round of shots. They have a convulsion that night, and they never talk again. They're turning you into servile minions who will do whatever you're told and who can't get angry and can't resist. Why do they want lithium in the water? They admit to make you submit. What does sodium fluoride and all the studies do? Make you submit. And what do these vaccines do? They make you passive. They make you unable to get angry. Anger is a propulsion system to make you stand up for your species. This is a hostile corporate takeover of the very genetic code of not just the plants and animals, but humanity itself. It is the most diabolical, covert operation ever seen. And now these people are out in the open. It's admitted. Do you understand? It's admitted. They want to make these shots mandatory in public schools to make you servile. Oh, but you don't want to become addicted to drugs. What do you think drugs mimic? They mimic natural chemicals in the brain that stir creativity and anger and love and everything else. It's those key receptors. They're literally going for the soul of man that is in the beautiful, detailed, complex computer that is the human mind. This is a hack against the human mind, a hack against the human soul, and we must stand up and resist it. They realize there's a worldwide revolt against this technocracy, against dehumanization. You need to become educated on these facts and join the resistance against this scientific dictatorship. Now is the time to realize that history is taking place right now, that we're living in the 21st century. And a scientific tyranny has taken over. If we are successful in defeating these people, historians will look back on this time as the greatest covert genocide in history. They will look back on it as the ultimate example of pure evil and corruption, this creeping death. Now, I've warned the public, and I will continue to detail what's happening.
In areas where lithium in trace amounts is in the drinking water, there seems to be a lower level of suicidality, and in the Texas counties that were studied, there's actually lower crime rate.
And how these enemies come out and talk in their simpering, lisping tones real softly to coax you and to advertise all this death and dehumanization as if it's good.
The theory is that very low or trace amounts of lithium enhance connectivity between neurons, and doing that over the course of a lifetime exposure, makes the brain more healthy.
Now I want to talk to the social engineers whose religion is a control freak system of dehumanization. You are like cancer. You're racing through the body politic. You think you're invincible, and you may kill the host. You may destroy our species, but not without a fight. You are disgusting, wicked people who love ruling over others. Everything you do creates death and destruction in its path. You sold Prozac as a way to stop depression when in your own trials you knew it massively increased suicide. Now you're telling us how great lithium, a toxic metal, an antipsychotic is going to be put in the water mandatory. We've got the studies. It's already in most of the water supplies. We know you're adding it. You are sickening, disgusting filth.
The info war continues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.